LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 2nd of March, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll meet Ian Campbell, no relation, of the Ian Campbell Band. Ian was at Shindig last fall, and he's got some new music to play for us, plus the usual call board, and we'll fill you in on what's happening in theater this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, Ian Campbell is sitting across from me. Hi, Ian.
Dave, I'm so pleased to be here.
Well, glad to have you, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thanks for having me on the show.
So we first met when you played Shindig last October or November.
Yeah. You came up. We shook hands.
Yeah.
Gave me your business card.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had a lot of scruff going on.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little today, but, you know, it comes and goes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, seasonal thing.
You look good. You look good either way.
Well,
know?
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's wonderful. So the Ian Campbell Band, how long's that been happening?
I want to say about 2 years.
Yeah.
And the project just started off with, man, I have all these songs that I want to record. I recorded them with my friend Matt Pate. Then I thought, oh, I'd love to play these with some other musicians.
Yeah.
I put a little band together. Next thing you know, we started playing shows, that kind of thing. And it's ballooned from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we start by playing one? You sent me a bunch of stuff. What would you like to start with?
Let's go with Ready to Roll. It's the title track from our upcoming LP.
Yeah. All right, here it is. There we go.
Take it to the top, take it to your soul. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Find it in that way, take it to go back. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Ready to roll, ready to roll, ready to roll, ready to roll. Take it to go back, take it to your toe. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Find it in that way, take it to go back. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Ready to roll. Take it to the top, take it to a store. Ready to go back, bottle full of mine. Are you ready to roll? Find it in a way. Take it to go back. Ready to go back. Are you ready to roll? Ready to roll. Ready to roll.
That's the kind of song that you want to put at the beginning of a road trip mixtape. You know, like, ready to roll, let's go.
That'll get you ready to roll. Yeah. That'll get you ready to go, right?
Yeah. So I'm talking to Ian Campbell of the Ian Campbell Band. So tell me about you. Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
I moved to North Vancouver when I was about 10 years old.
Yeah. What did your parents do?
What did my parents do? My mom's a nurse. She's been in geriatrics like her whole life, nursing and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And my dad does various kind of like business jobs here and there, you know.
So what got you into music?
I think, oh man, when I was like five, my mom came to me and my brother, and she had these two like tape deck Walkmans,
yeah,
and two tapes, Elvis Presley and Bryan Adams.
Oh wow!
I got the Bryan Adams. Just because I got second pick, yeah, or whatever. I mean, my brother just took one and I took one.
Yeah.
And then I guess I think I was just like obsessed with the guitar. I thought the guitar was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your first guitar?
From some friends. Like I couldn't get my own guitar, but like we borrowed some classical guitar from some friends that I got to use. Yeah. And obviously I couldn't play it. I was like seven.
Yeah.
And I remember I just would like to tune up the high E as high as it would go and just make it make that sound, you know, and I broke the string and like,
yeah,
the guitar got taken away. But that was my intro to music.
Yeah. You just kept at it.
Yeah. In terms of making music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when did the songwriting start?
I think, you know, I kind of like played guitar and I was into classic rock in high school. You know, like Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, and playing and learning guitar. And then something happened after high school. I don't know if it was like a kick of hormones or something. And I just started kind of like tinkering around and doing my own thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, did you play in other bands?
Or? I didn't play in band. I think I was a closeted musician for years.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was working as a cook. And I was like, man, I would really like to like play with some other musicians for once in my life. And I met this guy, Chris Eastman. We worked at Earl's together, yeah. Tim Palace, in North Shore. And then we got together jamming, and then that was my first band where I played guitar,
mm-hmm.
Black Jacket.
Cool.
Yeah. And that was like in 07, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did Black Jacket play? Was it like kind of...
Black Jacket was like a three-piece. It was a little bit heavier than what I... would have really liked to have been playing, but man, yeah. we were like a tight.
Like what, like metal or classic?
Not metal, but like kind of like just kind of like rock and roll.
Just,
like,
just classic rock stuff.
Kind of like a classic rock kind of thing. Yeah. Modern twists.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. We were great. We were tight. We were good.
So like mostly covers and stuff? And
no, what... like all originals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like like stuff you wrote, your originals?
So, I mean, I would kind of like, I would do the guitar parts.
Yeah.
I would fill in the guitar parts. So sometimes like it would start off with a riff. Sometimes it would start off with a bass or a drum or whatever. You know? Yeah. I think our MySpace is up there still somewhere.
Oh, cool. I have to find it.
Yeah. But yeah, the Ian Campbell, I think, you know what? When I was quite young, I had a child. I had a daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then I put music on the sidelines. I was like, well, I'm an adult now.
That's
Yeah. I'm an adult now. I have to.
Kids kind of do that to you.
Yeah,
don't they?
Yeah. I was like, I got to put this I got to put this music stuff to the side.
Yeah.
But I just, I tried to like sell all my instruments. I tried to get rid of all that stuff. And then, you know, I'd always find like a guitar or a bass and start humming and making songs. And I think like.
There's no escape.
Having my daughter kind of like in a way made it harder to make music, but in a way it like emboldened me to do my own music.
Yeah.
To do Ian Campbell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where maybe I would have just been like which is great, just be a guitar player or something like that.
Yeah. But you wanted to do more.
Yeah.
So your daughter inspires you. That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how old is she now?
She's 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what does she think of dad's music?
She likes it. We played Car Free Day on Main Street or Commercial Drive, and she was on stage with us singing along.
Oh, great!
And like on her own accord, like she just came up there with us.
Yeah.
And, Eric White from the band, he just stopped playing the guitar, lowered a mic for her, and she could sing along.
Oh,
it was great.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah.
Let's play another song.
Absolutely.
What's a good one?
Annie May is a good one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it. I was thinking about that. It sort of goes in the. There's a great tradition of songs named after Annas. There's Anna Go With Him by the Beatles and Anna Ang by There Might Be Giants, and I can't think of any others.
There's a classic blues song. I think it might be like not Buddy Guy. There's an Annie May that's like a classic blues song.
Yeah. Yeah, and it also sounds like anime, which is Japanese animation.
Yeah. So Totoro, My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So there's a nice, yeah, I like puns.
That road,
the time we spent reaching for the love that had gone away. Do you remember the words that we'd say? I called out your name. I said an anime, say anime.
So we're listening to and talking with Ian Campbell of the Ian Campbell Band. And you were just talking about you're sort of going on a journey of self-exploration.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, a huge journey of self-exploration. I've had a bit of time off work, and I start thinking, what is it to be an artist?
Yeah.
And then I start thinking about the truest expression of the self. And then, I mean, then you're thinking about the self, and you have those big existential questions. And that could be like... pretty opening, but I think, you know, and especially through making and writing this album,
yeah,
I always knew what it felt like. I knew what the songs felt like, but then as I'm collaborating with other people, like Ben Lagasse on the drums, Eric White, guitar and bass on the record, Teal Carson on the vocals, these people are genius artists.
Mm-hmm.
They are helping me.
Yeah.
They're making me better.
Yeah.
You know?
That's. I think that is probably for me. That's one of the most exciting things about being an artist is working with other artists and collaborating.
Yeah.
Because it just becomes so much more than what you went in with.
Yeah. And then also, Blake McKay from Adanac Sound Studios.
Uh huh.
This guy has a studio in his shed. It's converted.
Yeah.
And he has all the gear. He has everything. He has the knowledge. He's a great musician, and it's like he's another member of the band.
Yeah.
We all get together, we work together, we collaborate, we have fun. We go off the cuff a lot of just like, if something feels good, we try it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. In my first EP, I kind of wanted to have a lot of control.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I wanted to put myself out there. But after doing this, I see if I'm collaborating with others, that makes me better.
Yeah.
That makes the art better.
Yeah.
That makes the experience better.
Yeah.
So that's really...
it's part of the growth process too.
Yeah.
You have to have that first initial, this is me.
Yeah.
So that you're sort of establish yourself and you know who me is. And then you can take it and share it with others.
Yeah.
And accept from others.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess I feel so lucky that I've had these musicians like I met Ben.
Yeah.
I put an ad on Craigslist for a drummer. He was the first drummer to respond. He was the first drummer to come. He showed up. I had like a little jam spot above a motorbike shop. He comes in with his drumsticks.
Yeah.
After work, he's like a tradesman. He knew the songs better than me.
He's
a skilled, genius drummer. He's probably one of the best drummers in the city.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just feel so. You feel like you're someone's watching out for you. Like someone just delivered this person to me, and I get to work with him and.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and same with Eric White. I mean, he's like he was playing guitar, and he's just like a genius musician. So tasteful, he can deliver different things. Like, how about this? How about that?
Yeah,
and it's just like on the spot. And then our bass player left to pursue other things. And then Eric's like, "Oh, by the way, I'm actually a better bass player than a guitar player." Yeah,
I just do this for kicks. This is
yeah. So with these two musicians, kind of like. They have my back, right?
Yeah.
Like I feel more confident than with them working with me, and I think what better thing to add to the mix than like a female voice.
Yeah.
You know, add that you hear a male voice, another male voice, it could be hard to tell the two apart, but if you add that female voice in the mix,
mm-hmm.
you instantly know.
Yeah.
And I reached out to Teal Carson. I had heard from a friend that she was an amazing vocalist. And again, She's a pro. She's gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's on those tracks that you just heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
So you're working on the album now. How much longer do you think that's going to?
I think the songs are ready to roll out. Yeah. We're planning to release release a couple singles, release a music video, and then after that, release the full album.
Yeah. And are you doing any live gigs?
We have a live gig April 21st at the Railway Club.
Oh yeah.
It is Matt Hoyle's album release party. The album's called Time, and we'll be playing alongside Jess Vieira.
Oh wow.
And that's the Railway Club April 21st.
Yeah.
So we very excited about that.
Make sure you send me a reminder, because this stuff always gets lost, but I want to make sure we plug that for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll drop you a line on the email.
Great. All right, Ian, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much.
This was terrific. So we're going to close out with one more song. Tell me about it. It's called That Way.
That Way. This is about, it's trying to get to that way that you want things. You know, sometimes things are good, sometimes things are bad, and you're trying to keep things, trying to get that way, you know?
Yeah. Good enough.
It's a second on two when you want it out to break through. When I'm bleeding, I know you're bleeding too. Just to be there now in that way. It's a second on two when you want it out in that way. And I'm dying, I know you're dying too, just to let it out. Breathe.
Let's see here. God. Oh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
I'm Ashkan.
And I'm Nathan.
And we're residents from Orchard Commons working on our student-run production of the musical Rent.
Rent follows the story of a group of young and hopeful artists and musicians in New York City who are under the shadow of HIV and AIDS.
The show explores issues such as race, queer identities, substance reliance, and poverty, while shining a light on friendship, compassion, and love.
The show opens the weekend of March 23rd. Tickets are $10, and more information can be found on our Facebook event page, Orchard Commons Presents Rent.
Also, look out for our booths around campus for ticket sales.
Mint Records and CITR and Discorder present Edmonton's indie psych favorite, Faith Healer. It's their first time in Vancouver, so let's show some Van City love on Saturday, March 3rd at the Astoria, with special guests Local Fuzz Poppers Supermoon and Ellen Noon from Victoria.
So the going on right now on Granville Island at the Red Gate backstage, no, Red Gate View stage, that's what it's called. The Group Van Theatre Company is presenting Star Spangled Girl by Neil Simon. This is an old play. This is like from the 1960s. It's one of Neil Simon's first plays. It's not done very often, but it's the play that really made him famous even before The Odd Couple. It's sort of a mix of wit and rapid-fire dialogue set in San Francisco in the 60s, give you an evening of vintage kitsch and high-energy comedic flair. It's happening at the review stage, the Red Gate review stage on Granville Island, and it runs now until the 7th of March, so you don't want to miss out on that. Also going on this weekend, tonight is... A Festival of Kicks, an improvised Kung Fu spectacular hosted by Vancouver Instant Theater. That is a improvised Kung Fu spectacular mashing up all your favorite martial arts movies of yesteryear. The show will bring you all the hard-hitting fight scenes together with signature epic storytelling for one hell of a show. Some of the best Asian-Canadian improvisers in Vancouver have joined forces to create a night of theatrical improv like no other. It's one half comedy, one half kickassery, one half adventure, for three halves of an amazing show you won't want to miss. It's going on at the Havana on Commercial Drive tonight, starting at 10:30. And like I said, you don't want to miss that. Now, I had another one here. A couple of weeks ago, or I guess it was last week, I got an email from a guy who actually I met a couple of years ago, Zion Faya. He is... he was performing at a friend's birthday party, and I just loved his music, and I gave him my card. He sent us some MP3s from his music last week, and he just sent me a follow-up today that he's going to be performing this weekend. In fact, he performs on a regular basis at Reef, the restaurant on Main Street. Tomorrow night, he's going to be at Reef on Commercial, 1018 Commercial Drive, and he's there every Saturday at 8 o'clock. And then on every second Friday, he plays at Reef on Main Street. So tomorrow night, he'll be at the Reef on Commercial, and then next Friday, he'll be at the Reef on Main Street. He sent another track for us to hear. This is Zion Faya.
criticism. What's the reason, Mr. Sinister Church and State? You create, policemen stop you when you please. Search and seize, not you with his angst, please. License, please. Go kill son, bang kill daughter. It's a slaughter. Politician of the talking, I got his barking. No free parking. Cash is king, ching, 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 ching. Big gun man with the tan, tan, tan. This is the world you created. Don't you see it? This is the world you created. What you do, this is the world. Rules, hypocrisy, fools, which gangster do you choose? Political party, ain't no party, who the wins, you lose. Pay your taxes, no one relaxes, tax man gets his fill. Opposition is crushed, children brainwashed, they control your world, cause there it's rules, 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 prison schools, the bullies run your life. You don't conform, fit to the norm, they cut you like a knife, cause this is the world you created. Can't you see it? This is the world you created. What you gonna do? This is the world you created. Can't you see it? This is the world. Guidance and protection, Jaja. Guidance and protection, keep up. Guidance and protection, Jaja. Guidance and protection.
Just for Last Film Festival is going on this weekend. Lots of events happening at the Rio, and it's going to culminate with the comedy short shorts. This is some comedy short films that have been made by some local filmmakers and some folks across the country. So that's going on tomorrow at 12:30 at the Rio Theater at Broadway and Commercial. We've also heard from our friends at Speakeasy Theater. They're presenting the seventh. Is it seventh already? My goodness, it felt like they just got this thing started. But for 7 years now, they've been putting together the Pull Festival, which is a festival of short plays by local writers. These plays are all 10 minutes in length, so there's a bunch of them. And that's going to be happening at Where is it? Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main in a couple of weeks, March 21st to 24th. Plays written by Sherry McDonald, Donald Toms Capello, Allison Fournier, Jessica Harvey, Pippa Mackey, Jordy Matheson, and many, many more. Lots of great local actors and directors involved in this as well. If you want to find out more about the Pull Festival, it's pullfestival.ca is the website to find out all about that. Also want to let you know about a play that's coming up in a couple of weeks, because I'm in it. Yes, I'm back on stage at the PAL Theater, the Performing Arts Lodge in Cole Harbor. It's Harvey by Mary Chase, and it's the story of Elwood P. Dowd, a quiet, unassuming fellow whose only real friend is an invisible 6-foot-tall Irish spirit guide, also called a pooka, who takes the form of an invisible rabbit named Harvey. And his family doesn't really like Harvey, and so they want to lock Elwood up to you know, take care of it, take over his property and stuff like that. Bernard Cuffling plays Elwood in another delightful presentation, performance, and I get to rough him up a bit. So it's happening at the Performing Arts Lodge, the PAL Studio Theater, March 16th, 17th, and 18th. Five performances only, three evenings and two afternoon shows. Go to Western Gold Theater to find out more about that. If you want to go see some theater this weekend, you can go see Fun Home at the Arts Club on Granville Island. This is a musical about a young woman's coming of age. It was it's based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel, and it really tells the story of her and her father and her family. And a little spoiler here, the word fun home comes from the fact that their dad is a funeral director and he calls his place of work, he calls the funeral home the fun home. But Sarah Jean Hosey plays the title character, or not the title character, but she plays the character of Alison Bechdel. And there's a couple other actors who play Alison as well at various stages in their life. It's a fun show. The music is wonderful, and a very touching story. I think you'll really enjoy it. Fun Home at the Arts Club. We've also got Open Heart Theater doing Teachers by Barbara Ellison. This is at the Jericho Arts Center. This is a story about an energetic student teacher who's been thrown into the middle of a dysfunctional and behind-the-times social studies department in a Canadian high school. And that is happening until next weekend, March 10th, at the Jericho Arts Center. Also, I want to tell you about our friends, the great Katie Hoffman and Cheyenne Maberly, the After Party, which was a big hit at the 2016 Fringe Festival, and it's back for a limited run at the Culture Lab, and that is starting on, 4 days from now, Tuesday, March the 6th, and goes until the 17th, so the After Party at the Culture Lab. And let's see, everything else is sort of happening in the future, so we'll talk about that in a bit. Right now, we're just going to hear some more music. Tonight, is it tonight or tomorrow? Let me see here. I gotta go back and click on that and take this up. I think it's tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow night at the Rio. No, at the Rickshaw on Hastings in Maine. It's a big show with the Rio McKenzies, featuring Big John Bates, Ray Gun Cowboys, and more. I think they're going on a tour. I think that's what's happening. The Rio McKenzies are a national treasure. Well, I don't know who wrote that. Founded in 1992 by the larger-than-life punk rock poet laureate Mr. Paul McKenzie. I think Paul wrote this. We know who the Rio McKenzies are. Anyway, they're playing at the Rickshaw. And so let's hear them.
See you. So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more.
Weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. I have to cough. Thank you. We feature auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and background. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. There we go. Our good friends at Geek Enders, along with Instant Theater, are doing a production of, it's an original production based on Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's called Slumber Here. It's written by Farrelleth Harvey and Abby St. Brendan. It's going to be happening outside at Bear Creek Park in Surrey in June. The auditions are next weekend, Saturday, March 10th, at the Instant Theater Studios at 529 East Broadway. Slumber Here won a Spirit of the Fringe and honorable mention for artistic risk at the recent Fringe Festival in Vancouver. They're looking for actors who are comfortable with improvisation, Shakespeare, movement, and intimacy with fellow actors, as well as creating intimacy with strangers. They're certainly looking for a diverse company of actors in any background and any gender identity. We're looking for people who can breathe contemporary conversational life into Elizabethan text in a way that will feel comfortable for an audience who has not explored Shakespeare before. Looking for actors who can seem genuine and real rather than stagey. Hoping the actors will make connections with the audience and feel genuine. If you're interested in getting involved in this, they have a doodle page set up for to sign up for auditions. And the link for that is on their Facebook event, which is shared on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Look for Geek Enders Slumber Here. Kelowna Actors Studio are doing a production of Souvenir, a fantasia on the life of Florence Foster Jenkins. Florence Foster Jenkins is the character that was played in a film recently by Meryl Streep. She was the New York socialite in the 20s who, unfortunately, she wasn't as good a singer as she thought she was. It's a delightful story, and it's going to be happening in May and June in the Kelowna Actors Studio. The auditions are going to be in Vancouver. The date is to be confirmed. What they want you to do is send in a submission, randy@kelownaactorsstudio.com, and a deadline for that is today, and then they will let you know if you've been accepted for an audition for that. The Bard on the Beat Shakespeare Festival, while we're on a Shakespearean track, they're having their general auditions for the 2019 season. That's happening in April. They're looking for actors who have some experience with either some training or some performance experience in Shakespeare. So send your resume, headshot, and a cover letter addressed to Mr. Christopher Gaze, Artistic Director, and you submit by mail or in person. They won't accept submissions by fax or email. The deadline for that is Monday, March 12th, and their address is Suite 201, 162 West First Avenue, Vancouver, BC, or you can go to bardonthebeach.org to get more information on that. Another friend of the show, Chris Adams and his gang of merry pranksters called the Snapshots Collection Collective are doing another production this year. They're doing Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. It's going to be happening in October. They're doing their auditions this weekend and next at Carousel Theater on Granville Island. You can send your applications into info@snapshotcollective.com. And you want to find out more about that, you can go to SweeneyToddTheMusical.ca. White Rock Players are doing Ninochka, directed by Dale Kelly, and that's happening in June. The auditions are this weekend and next, March 3rd and 8th, at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock, looking for 6 men and 3 women, all adults. If you're not familiar with the story, it was made into a movie with Greta Garbo in the 30s. It's a romance, a summer romance set in Paris, featuring Soviet spies, royal treasures, and joie de vivre. And so go to whiterockplayers.ca to find out more about that. In North Vancouver, Deep Cove Stage Society producing Camelot by Alan J. Lerner and Frank Lowe, directed by Shalene Scott. That's happening in June. The auditions are March 5th at the Deep Cove Theater in Deep Cove. They're offering flexible casting. Minimal dancing will be required. It's a singing audition. They're also looking for they're looking for cast members plus ensemble. So if you want to find out more, you can go to deepcovestage.com. In the Kootenays, the Fort Steele summer theater season is happening from May till September. Fort Steele is just 15 minutes from Cranbrook and Kimberley. It's a living history museum with street theater, museum displays, livestock demonstrations, and such. And they have live theater shows as well as street-side performances. And they will be looking at people on March 9th at the Carousel Theater on Granville Island. You can check out their website, fortsteele.bc.ca, to find out more and to find out how to apply for the audition. Children's Choir of Richmond are looking for performers for two productions, Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. and Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Beauty and the Beast is for ages 7 to 9, and Little Mermaid is for ages 10 to 15. The productions are happening in the spring and the fall. And at the Crystal Ballroom in Richmond, the auditions are March 10th and 11th at the Jewish Community Center in Vancouver at 41st and Oak. And you can check out their website. I don't have the website with me, but you can go to the Public Library auditions page to find out more. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing You Can't Take It With You by Moss Hart and George Kaufman. That's happening in May. Auditions are March 11th and 12th at the Bernie Legg Theater in New Westminster. Bard in the Valley and Langley doing Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in July. Those auditions are March 18th and 19th. And Dalliance Theater Collective is doing a production of Boy by Anna Ziegler. This is happening July 12th to 14th at the XY Lounge at Davy and Butte. Yeah, it's Butte. Auditions are on March 25th at Carousel Theater for young people on Granville Island. This is inspired by the true story of David Reimer. It explores the tricky terrain of finding love amidst the confusion of sexual identity and the inextricable bond between a doctor and patient. David Reimer was born in the 60s when a well-intentioned doctor convinced his parents that they should raise him as a girl after a terrible accident. 2 decades later, the repercussions of that choice continue to unfold. This is going to be entered in the Queer Arts Festival in the summer of 2019. You can find out more by going to Dalliance Theatre Collective or emailing them, dalliancetheatrecollective@gmail.com. The Shemanis Theatre Festival is doing Glorious, which is the story of Florence Foster Jenkins. What a coincidence. This is happening in September at the Shemanis Theatre Festival on Vancouver Island. The auditions are March 26th at Carousel Theatre, and you can submit to vcaldwell at shemanistheatre.ca. And Shemanis is also doing a production of Outside Mulligander. I knew I'd get that wrong. Outside Mullinger, and that is happening in October. The auditions are March 26th, and they are looking for two men, 175, 140, in their 40s, and two women, also one age senior and one middle-aged. Irish accents are required for that. So if you want details on that or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have notices that you'd like read on the air, you can share them on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us, DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. We got lots of great programming coming up for you this afternoon, including at 3:30, our own national treasure, Napkin Boy, with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. And Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.